Okay, so we're here outside the Venice Hostel on in Venice, on the banks of the river, and we're here with some German girls, some German art students who were over and they saw the Venice Biennale, the Architecture Biennale today. So can you just tell us a little bit about what you thought about the Biennale? Was it good? Was it bad? What things you liked? Why did you like them?
I liked the French thing, and the Germans were not bad, but I expected more, to be honest. So there are some really bad things about it.
Okay. And did you go thinking that it would be great, or thinking that it's going to be pretty bad anyway?
Our teacher told us it was so great and she loved it the last time, so we expected much more than we just get to know, and we had not enough time to look at all the things, and just a pity.
But the things you did see that you liked were the German and the French. Could you say why you liked them? What things about them were good?
The French thing was crazy. Just to look at it was, we got so many impressions, and the Germans, we just looked because we were from Germany, and yeah.
Okay. And
some things were a bit boring because you had to read very much.
Yeah.
For example, the Spanish thing was a bit boring because you didn't know what they wanted, because it was just reading, and
where do you buy wine?
Yeah, it's more interesting to really watch something.
Yeah.
Like, the French. It was a bit crazy, I would say, but yeah.
Can you just, for people who didn't see it, could you just try to describe what it was like?
You could see everything. And it was not a real house, but you could watch into it, and it was really high and just I don't know how to describe it.
Yeah. And did you like the roof on the German building, where like they put a new modern roof on top of a really old building? Or is that something that happens all the time in Germany anyway? No.
She wants to say something.
Yeah.
I like the French house because you could see people walking around and living there, and I think, to my mind, it's very hard to live 2 months in a house you don't know, with people you don't know, and you live in very small beds, and you have a very small kitchen, and you have to take a shower, and every people could watch and go to the toilet, every people could go there and watch how you go to the toilet. And I think, for me, it would not be possible to be a girl, and I can't explain it because it's very hard for me to imagine to live in a house where so many people could watch me living there.
Yeah. And the people, the French group that did live there, do you think that they're all a little bit crazy, or do you think that they're just really trying to push something, this experimental living, or?
I thought they were crazy, but they were very funny people. They were very nice, and they talked to us just normal. If you know them, but you don't know.
Yeah.
I like that. And the German house was very interesting because you have a big red roof with white pillows. And if the sun was shining, it would be very nice.
Yeah, yeah.
The sun.
Yeah.
No sun today.
Up there now. Come on. Don't
okay. Well, listen. Dankeschön. Tschüss.